Hi guys, it's Eric Arpeggio here with an hour of a review for you today, and that would be for Shovel Knight Dig, the pseudo sequel prequel to Shovel Knight. It actually is a prequel, but sequel in the sense that it does have side scrolling and gameplay elements, but more on that later. But Basically, it takes that, but it also incorporates Mr. Driller-like mechanics, as well as some roguelike mechanics. And the idea is that it takes place before the original Shovel Knight game, and that's why it's a prequel, because it chronologically takes place before all the events of that game, and explains why the Enchantress is a thing, and why is Shield Knight's missing in that game. But, anyways, since it is a roguelike, you're probably gonna die at some point, and almost every roguelike that's out there, if you die, you have to start all over again, do a new run. But, unlike, some other roguelikes, which make it easier for you to get back, Shovel Knight only offers a few bits of respite to make return attempts easier. There is an accessibility menu, which lets you alter things like additional health, additional rubies, or jewels, gems, whatever they are, that are used as currency to let you buy things on your next run. As well as armor upgrades, because you can find armor plate designs in the game and then give them to the guy who will make you the armor. But you can't actually unlock him until you play through the game enough and got to the proper level where you can find him. But thankfully, he's not too hard to spot. He's one of the beaten off paths. And in the when I found him, he was like right there at the very first place. Like I said, if you die, you have to start over, but, there's only a handful of levels you have to go through, but each level, there's six levels, and there's, like, three, parts to each world, or so, and you have to keep digging down and going deeper, and all the while, you have to maintain your health, and your magic points, because magic points affect your relic use. But it is fun, but it's very hard, and despite the fact that there's accessibility options to make your runs easier, to make your survive longer and stuff like that, I feel like there's not enough gameplay features that make it feel like you're getting better as a player, other than just learning the mechanics of how certain bosses fight. And I think one of the things the game could have benefited from is a boss practice mode that let you refight bosses that you might have already faced, instead of having to go all the way through an area just to survive long enough to even fight a boss and learn its patterns so you can move on to the next level. That would have been nice. Another thing that would have been nice is having more options to make your further runs easier beyond the accessibility settings. Like, being able to buy things before you go into a run. Like, the different relics you could pick up. Like, you should be able to purchase them, because after a certain point, beyond buying keys to open doors and chests, when you first start out, assuming you don't lose your keys, because every time you take a hit, you damage the key, which is a mechanic I really don't care for, but, the only other thing you could buy are these really expensive costing, bag upgrades that let you carry more than one of a certain type of item, like a key or an egg, and eggs are used to hatch familiars, which can fight for you. So that's nice, but after you purchase all the maximum bag upgrades, there's not much to your accrued gems that you've gotten through your previous runs that go into your bank could be used for. And having the ability to buy certain things to make your startup easier would have been nice. Maybe they can do that based on feedback that they receive, but as of now, it just feels like I'm repeating game run over and over again, not feeling any sense of accomplishment other than basic pattern recognition, which, like I said, you have to go through, you have to slave through a level and survive before you can even get to the point where you get to fight a boss. So, if you're listening, developers, maybe you could take that to heart and tweak the game significantly. It's not a bad game, and it's actually pretty fun, but I think it needs a little bit more time in the oven. I think they could have done an early access type of deal with this game, and it would have been probably gone over a lot better, but the 16-bit style and the music are really great aesthetic that work together. The music's actually kind of a PC-98 Yamaha synth-type vibe that's going on, and I really dig that. It makes me yearn for a true Shovel Knight sequel that's that has a sky-scrolling platformer in it, but uses that visual and audio aesthetic. But this is not a substitute for that, but it is still a fun diversion. And I got fed up, and I just watched somebody play through the game so I could view endings. It's kind of like how I approached Hades, although I haven't really committed to just watching the endings and seeing all the cutscenes I haven't seen yet, because I kind of want to get back to it at some point, because why am I talking about a game? Maybe it's because I'd rather play it more, because it's actually a more fleshed-out game. So, as far as score for this game, I give it an 8. It's edged out over Shovel Knight Pocket Dungeon, but only just barely. But if you're curious, you can always check it out. But I recommend getting it on a sale, because it doesn't feel feature complete. But for maybe for the right price, you might be willing to dip your toes into it. But, that's all I have for today. See you guys later. Bye-bye.